workshop. In a workshop of unity, there are no more important or less. Everyone is equal and very important. We don't negate, we don't struggle. We only add. The true solution isn't through knowledge or the ability to speak nice, only through unity. Good luck. We can read in the Torah that when Jacob, Yaakov, all of our fathers, they all had problems in all kinds of actions. They used to get stuck in all kinds of, conflicts with other people around the well. The well of Jacob, the well of Isaac, Yitzchak, Abraham's wells. And what does it say? That until everybody gathers, you don't open the well. That's the law, that a well stays closed. On its opening, there's a big stone. And when everybody comes with their herds, then you open the well. We already understand what it hints about in our world as a root and branch, because really only when you gather all of the herds, that when they come as one towards one source, as one man and one heart, around one source, then the opening of the well opens and everybody can drink the water of livelihood. And then the question is, first question is, it's clear that the well is the center of the group. The fulfillment of the well is the creator, the upper light. How can we depict ourselves similar to him, resembling him? How can the herds that are coming towards the well resemble the form of the well and its fulfillment?
No.
Come on, let's go.
The form of the well is a circle, if I'm not mistaken, and its fulfillment is water, which is the quality of chesed, mercy. And if we, in this workshop, will treat each other in extra sensitivity to allow the place, and this is through inner work and request to truly see each friend as the greatest of a generation and to revoke myself, so we will be able to discover the well in us.
And then between us there'll be the water of love, of livelihood, the force of unity. It will wrap us all and warm the world.
A person, herds, and the well, the place of the well, the opening of the well, and the fulfillment of the well. How can we come to some equivalence here between all these things?
In that metaphor of the well with the big stone upon it, the herds actually go and gather around. When that's actually our desires. So once those herds reach a certain mass or quality, we can move that great stone that covers the well and then open it and reach that water.
And this great stone can be removed only when there, because this is our stone in our heart, and we can move it only when there is a big enough deficiency. It's not that we bring only ourselves. We're as a channel to the whole world. We should take out the water for the whole world. And with this, we resemble the Creator. And the stone will move.
The herd is actually our mutual desire. That's in each and every one. To be is one vessel, one desire. And it is ready to drink. That means that we become the pipeline that receives the light, but not for us, in order to pass it on, take it out of the well, and transfer it to all the people that will use it. And the leader of the herd is the light, that we should be as one man and one heart to connect to it, and it leads us to only one goal. Reach that well, that one desire to be one point alone. We will be as one point, and through that, we can fulfill our role.
Let's try to tie up all ends together in our action right now. Our effort to connect with the Creator's demand that there will be a channel, such a well that can bring water to the whole world.
We want the water from the well to come out. It's the water of life. And they can only come out if each one here exits himself and integrates with everybody and feels himself as us or we or one. And then that water can be used.
The herds are gathered around the well, thirsty. They all want to drink. They all want to discover this quality, the quality of bestowal, which is in this well. And only together they can move the great stone. So if we come in with this deficiency around the well, sitting down, and when you move the stone, you can discover the quality of bestowal, the Creator.
That circle is formated one moment before that well is opened, and it's in necessity. It's under one demand. We either live or die. We drink now, or that everything ends. And that moment that changes the whole world, then the well opens. That's us. We have to all gather into one decision that we're going for life.
To gather all herds is to gather all the points in the heart to one place, the center of the group. All our inclinations, our passions to connection, to arvut, to mutuality, only in this place, the central point, over there is the light able to be revealed, to drink from this water, only in this joint place, the center of the group.
How can we depict this, that only if all the herds gather around the well, the opening of the well will open. They'll be able to remove that top, that rock that shuts the source of the water. What are the water? What is the opening of the well? What is the stone? And what does it mean to gather? Under what force can they move that rock? But quick, each one just something really, give an answer, and that's it.
the reason that each person, that the well can be opened only when we are all gathered, is not because there's not a sufficient force to move the stone. Rather, it's because the approach is wrong. Each one comes and wants to drink for himself. When everyone gathers together, it means that they agree to be one. And then the well is open, meaning the relation is revealed as one, the equivalence with the quality of the water.
Because the water gives life, and you can only give life to whoever wants to live and be in love as one.
Above this corporeal depiction, there are the herders, which is the points in the heart that connect to one, and with this joint force they move this large stone in order to provide water to all the herds, meaning to invert their desires from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
As always, the answer is only the unity. That stone on the well can move only when we become one kli with no differences, when we want to unite all of our efforts right now into one effort. And not for us, but for the friends and for the world and for the Creator. And then the well can open.
The well is actually all the parts, the shattered parts. What unites them is only having one joint goal. They don't even know to what extent their goal is received from above. We must lead them, and if you connect, the well is clogged, and the power of the water, which is the Creator that does good, is good and does good, and then the Creator Himself, then you see that there is no closing to this well. It opens up, and the whole world draws near to the well and begins to receive only because the well received the form of connection.
Let's try now and feel that the words of every friend aren't words. They are pressing us to gather into one. It's pushing everybody into that one point to be that vessel that will be able to bestow contentment to the Creator. Each one of us even presses more on that kli.
This stone is a heart of stone, which doesn't let us open up and connect. And the moment you cover this hatred with love, then the stone opens up, and then the water of life emerge, and we connect to this water.
That water, the quality of bestowal, the source of life, the true source of our life, and the stone opens when we unite under one desire to discover it, when we feel the mutual need for that source of life.
Yes, to move this heart of stone, we, in this common force, we come to this place, and where, when we are there, it's the initial point of contact with the upper, which provides life to us.
Oh, so now when we're sitting, we're gathering around that place. It could be dry, or the force of bestow could be revealed in it. The stone is the walls that separate us, and it all depends on the efforts for us trying to be one for the other, in a prayer of the many, that the upper force, that water will come out of the well.
It is written, and this is the meaning of the prayer in the public, that one should not exit the others and ask for himself, even if it is to do contentment to his Creator. Meaning, in no way it is not wanted, it is not good if I do any action, doesn't matter which one, directly to the Creator, in the direct manner to the Creator. To impart contentment to Him. Let's say I'm certain that with this He is content. So if I go and do this action alone, don't do it. Rather, I should reach a prayer of many. Why is the action, when I do contemplate to the Creator, is wrong if I do it alone, but a prayer in the public is wished for, is good. Here I truly do contentment, and over there I only ask for something. Go on.
The request upon the individual, obviously it's for myself, it's a request for the friends, for the public, is closer to that quality of bestowal.
There is no contentment only by connecting what is shattered. We have no powers to do this, therefore we must pray.
The picture that Rav depicted is I am doing, giving contentment to the Creator. Once there is an I, how can you give contentment? Only the unity of all the desire to receive together. Then you can start equalizing to the Creator. I'll even with some, it's a bit of nerve to say that I can give contentment to the Creator.
Because the individual has no kli to drink from the well. With what deficiency does it come? The only deficiency is our common deficiency, our mutual one.
When man, when he thinks he does a corporeal action, he doesn't do anything. There's no matter that can touch it. But when you're in prayer, that's when the Creator already is working in that state. He is there. He is what exists there. When a person does it alone, the Creator isn't there.
There is no such thing imparting contentment by myself. Everything must begin only from the joint kli. Only there is some reality. The reality begins, the reality of equivalence with the Creator, of contact with the Creator. Only from that can one raise man, relate to the Creator, do some action.
The prayer of the many, the one that gathers all of the demands, and then they are answered. The general demand is our kli, and only there, in the center of the group, the Creator can be revealed.
He who does is the Creator. He who does is the light. We can only request. Our action is the request, the turning to the light, because we are not the ones who do. We can only ask for it, and He will do it. Everything we do is to reach that request, and this request is ultimately the one that reaches the Creator, and we can do it only together.
Yeah, the upper light is the only thing that moves reality, and we have the opportunity to gather and pray, and that gathering is what invites the light to come and work in a way that's correct for us. When I'm alone, I don't have the vessels to know what even to demand.
to pray for myself in order to impart contempt into the Creator are two things that contradict each other 100%. There is this lack of equivalence of form here. So we are sitting together in a circle to think about each other, to pray for each other, to take care for each other, that no one will think about himself, only mutual thoughts. Mutual concern, avut, mutual responsibility, in which we want the Creator to be common.
Next question. Two are in a boat. First of all, we're even talking that there is a boat. And in that boat, there are two. One is okay, the other isn't. How can we depict that state in our group? The boat is sailing in the middle of the ocean. Two are in that, in the body of the boat. What is going on here? Depict it in the form of the group.
Our boat is the center of the group. It's the power that gathers all of us to one. This force is very gentle. It can be broken easily, and it demands all of us, our efforts. The moment one person breaks the rules of the nullifying the arvut, he shatters it like a bubble.
All of the friends are united in the center of the group, and I'm standing outside of it and bothering that harmony to take place and the light of the Creator to come out of there.
And the one who is drilling a hole in the boat is actually in some descent, maybe, and he doesn't understand that he doesn't drown himself, rather he drowns all of us together. This is what this parable is trying to say, that only together.
If you want a bit more to, you want to add a bit, so the good friend and the bad friend, it's both in one person, the struggle is between them. Two hold the talit, the good inclination and the bad inclination, the evil inclination. That one drills a hole and the other one wants to be against him, yeah? But you don't have to, whatever you...
This is really the thought I had during the time that friends were speaking, that one should cling himself to the center of the group. He must live in the heart of the friends. And out of that, like this exorcism, he must examine, am I drilling a hole in the boat? And the answer, on the other hand, is, what do you care? It's only myself I drill. That a person feels only himself, he is not connected to the friends. And we must all the time increase the importance that of the friends, that we are connected together, everybody is living together, one at the expense of the other, and to increase this, the importance of this upon the side that drills a hole.
The friends in the boat are actually the thoughts that are going on in the man. Sometimes there's a good thought, walk the path, and then the Creator can send another thought and hide behind it, see how he reacts, how he can confuse him. And man needs in that state to remember that we have the friends and always cling on to the friends. That's his anchor. That's his goal. That's his son, to grab onto the friends, and then the boat will stabilize. And the others that are trying to throw bad thoughts in the boat, they just disappear.
We must make the effort to see that all the friends all the time take care about the walls of the boat. They strengthen them. They take care of this joined boat. If we will be persistent in that and be concerned about how we all do this effort all the time, so we'll always have things to add on. There's not one moment where I cannot add on to that. If I all the time take care that there's not a scratch and everything is stable, this joint kli is stable all the time. If I don't add to it, I am drilling a hole.
That's the two that are in one. One drills a hole, the other one corrects it, fixes it, and to settle between the two, only the upper light can do it, so it only depends on the correct prayer.
From what is gathered here in the center of this group, what emerged in me is that this boat is like Noah's Ark. It's our common goal, our mutual goal, which is sailing in this great sea of the will to receive, egoistic for himself. But we, all the friends, built something in this sea that has a direction, has a goal. And in this process, when this place inside me rises, the place that says, okay, I'm not harming anyone, I'm not even taking for myself, but I'm not adding to this goal, so I'm drilling a hole, actually, in the boat. Because the addition, what you add on to the system, this is where the mutual force is built to reach the goal.
When I'm in the environment of the ship, the boat, which is you, just like now, we're like all on a raft. So I really feel that there's two inside me, and the more I try to get closer to you, and you influence me for the good, that other image is really like it already has a face and a name, and I can see it's separated than me, but it's there. And it sometimes really drill. It can drill if I leave your feeling. That contrast keeps growing the closer I get, or the closer I feel myself in your boat.
A boat has, it goes from one place to its destination. And we have the same goal, to come to from the b'china of a beast to the b'china of Adam. And as Niv said, what builds this boat is the connection between us. And this thing is can be broken easily. So each thought, if it is on oneself and not the others, you wish to be together and discover the Creator through it, every such thought makes this boat unstable, makes it drown.
We, all together, we have two actions, receiving and bestowing. How can I organize those actions of receiving and bestowing towards a group? That on one hand, I constantly have to be under concern towards each and every one, like towards people who need my support, my help, and it really has been given to me to see that every time. And on the other hand, I also need to pay attention that I don't damage. I mean that when I receive from them, to not make any damage. When, under what occasion, and in what way can I organize myself in the group to be very sensitive on both sides, also in giving and also in receiving, about being concerned about them, that they won't be missing anything, that they won't. Break a law of unity, because only by me being concerned about them, I'm actually being concerned about myself. In that way, I'm building the correct relation towards them. And also, when I constantly think, how will I not break these laws? How will I keep them? How can it be that it won't happen to me? Because by that, I'm actually not harming them. Not that me, but me not harming them. Okay, come on. Give it some depictions. In your words, pass it through your heart.
My examination is very simple. Either I take care about how I feel, and even if it is seemingly spiritual, or I take care about my friends, what's going on with them, do they have the confidence? Between these two, one is reception, the other is bestowal. Between these I move.
I'm moving from myself outward, and the friends are a gift that the Creator gave me in order to correct my perception of reality, not think about myself, but be like Him and bestow.
Taking care of myself is actually pretty easy. This is the way I was born, and it gets stronger constantly. But taking care of the friends is one of the greatest things in this society, that each person has the ability, the role, to take upon himself some mission for the society. And if in each of every one of us does this mission, does his role, so he has some place that he can exit himself. So you have here the two sides here. The one that takes care of the society, and my own natural one taking care of myself. And I'm in the middle.
Because you can be okay in the society and be in every duty and do everything that they ask you to do, but it could still be me trying to give contentment alone. But the whole goal here is to put the efforts in, putting everything I do through the friends, live in them, feel what they're lacking, be concerned about them. That is a true effort.
I must all the time yearn to feel the friends and to detach from the ego. And everything I do is only to stabilize this boat, which is the point of connection between everyone. This connection between everyone, so that it will become as one. And here, actually, the Creator comes into the picture, and He assembles this whole picture of the framework of reality. And everything is... Look how the Creator says, it all depends on you. Be like me. I give you the group, use it, and then I will be revealed.
There is no greater thing than living in that mutual guarantee and being concerned about the friends and living in that importance. And these workshops give us the opportunity to really squeeze out all the flavors that are in this. And the more we can augment the flavors here, that we'll pass ourselves through into that world where the reality of it will, this, all the senses will only be there, and the rest will just be tasteless and irrelevant.
To be small among the friends and to be large. How can we connect this? First of all, to annul myself and enter in the group as an embryo, to feel that they want, that you want to be influenced, to feel the greatness of the friends, and to be big. To be large is to be their mother, so that they can be, to insert everyone into yourself and to see how you may bestow onto them more and more.
receiving is their nature. So we don't need to be concerned about that. And in the group, like in this circle, in this workshop, what I can do is contribute everything I can towards our mutual center and give it the greatness and importance of the unity between us. And if I and each one of us contributes for that unity and for the goal, so automatically you absorb back of that greatness that you need. So in the group, first of all, we concentrate on how I can contribute for the system. And I receive automatically as much as I need. That's it.
I need with your help to see each time what is my only choice. And in a constant process, with your help, this is the only contribution I can give, to choose correctly with your help.
The answer was actually in the question. What am I concerned about myself? I should be concerned on how I'm not concerned about the friends.
Everyone knows the story of the Red Riding Hood. Clothe on this situation, on this story, Red Riding Hood, the grandmother, the mother, the wolf, yes? And their bag with a begele or pita bread, I don't know, something better. What's Owen? Plov. Some raspberry. No. Plov. Yes. Listen to Owen. So, in short, how will you give out the roles in our situation? The wolf swallows the grandmother, then it throws her up. Chel balav ekiena. He swallowed the evil inclination, then he extracted it.
So the mother is Mother Bina, that sends Little Red Riding Hood to make corrections.
I'm not giving this with no reason. We're dealing in parables today, in the roots, how they are revealed in the branches. You should better and better realize in this world, implement in this world, that in every place we have this one force.
These things are on our desires. That's what I meant. I'm really serious when I'm talking now, by the way. I'm saying I'm really serious. It might sound that like a story, but I don't feel like that. So, we have our desires. We want to come out and correct those desires. We have the wolf in us. We know him very well. He's very big. And obviously, he swallows, but what he doesn't know, that when he swallows air, it's just temporary until we can change him.
It's not that each person should tell the whole fairy tale. Add on. One begins, the next one finishes the sentence, and so on. The main thing is not the participants, is though what is important here.
Walking through the forest.
Walking in a forest.
Yeah.
It's dark. Your mother sent us. What mother is it?
We're alone. And we get all kinds of discernments about unity and separation.
Why is grandmother living in this forest?
The grandmother in this story is the correct desires. What does the grandmother do? She just gives. But the grandmother needs help from me. Maybe that's the center of the group that I go to and try to unite in her. And she's in the forest. What can I do? And all of my dark desires that I'm trying to do.
We are walking together in the group with this bag of plof. We're wandering in the woods and we're looking for the creator, the grandmother. And we're observing the whole world. It seems to us that it's a wolf with this large teeth and large eyes. We want to make this scrutiny that it is the grandmother.
The grandmother has big teeth, big ears. And she could only tell when Little Red Riding Hood was standing there and revealing the evil. So only when we have a goal, then through it we can discover the evil.
The main thing is that we are together.
No, you talk about the wolf. The role of the wolf in the story. You know, like you wrote a report in school.
The role of the wolf in this story, he must eat us up, because all our work in the beginning must be totally for the klipot, for the shells, until we correct our intention and our whole unity. This whole trip we will do in order to bestow.
We are Little Red Riding Hood. We go out to save our grandmother, which is Israel and the world. And on the path, we bump into the wolf, the desire to receive. And we need to deal with him. He swallows us. We have to come out.
Yes, Little Red Riding Hood receives a toll from her mother. She needs to bring out to the whole world the food, the good thing that will save it from its hunger. It is in the forest of the world to receive for himself. This is our Little Red Riding Hood's mission, to bring on the food to everyone. And the hunter will save us when the wolf will come.
I don't know why, but I can't really recall the story. I have like a blackout, but I can feel it through you when we're together, completing each other, that from every situation we can find the right path.
There's also the image of the hunter in this story, which opens up the belly of the wolf and takes out the grandmother intact.
Yanifsi is starting to cry, guys. Okay, the story is simple. We have the mother, Bina, which sends her daughter to Malchut, the grandma, and she supposedly includes everybody. She wants to give them food. The Malchut, the Shekhinah, but next to the Shekhinah there's a big wolf, and you can't reach the Shekhinah only through this whole big tragedy. And Kippah, the Little Red Riding Hood, comes to the grandmother, and instead of her there's the wolf, because on the path to the grandmother we have to go through the klipa, and the klipa is supposedly winds and swallows the holy Shekhinah. That's called the divinity is in the dust, until we discover that it's a lie and that it was all just a wolf. And once we kill it, we open its stomach and everybody gets out of there peacefully. That's more or less, I guess you can make it better than that, but still. Okay, we did our homework on the story, this tragedy. Okay, now the question is this. It's written, man should gather with all his forces under the rule of Israel, and all his turns towards prayer and work, and include himself in the root of all of Israel, and then all of their herds will be watered, because the burden will be uplifted, no up and no down. What does it mean that then the burden will be lifted, that border between the souls above and below? The moment we reach unity in prayer, the borders are canceled.
The borders are canceled because
every person has to gather with all his might in praying for Israel and include himself in the root of all Israel, and then may water to the flock from the well of the water, because then the previous boundaries will be removed from all the souls of Israel, below and above. Just each one add upon each other. Main thing is you participate, and then you'll suddenly find an answer.
We cannot open up this well if it is not for the additional deficiencies. Therefore, when we are gathered already, it's not enough yet. We have to have the correct intentions. Why do we gather? And what for is this? This is for the others. Because if the upper wants to fill them up, so we become the channel from below and from above.
From above, we have the force of love, and when we open the boundary above, we bring it into us, and below, we open the pipeline to the world.
And the key to this whole story is that the whole world is corrected. Everything is prepared. And all is needed is the key in the lock, which is the me when I'm corrected. And the moment I correct myself, the whole world will be perfect.
Man can put a boundary in his little desire when he's stopping the abundance, and the more he can include himself in the group, in the friends, lose himself in there, he starts feeling that greater desire, and he starts demanding upon them. And when he's integrated in them, he starts feeling the deficiency of the upper one to bestow to the whole world. And then man can annul himself. And in that, the boundary is annulled and the abundance comes down to everybody.
The boundary is about being in the right intention or not. If I'm in the intention, there is no boundary. The upper is in the point of unity between everyone, is all the time in bestowal and joy. Our role is only to create the correct framework of the picture. There is no other work, only to discover the real reality and everything in connection and joy, and then the upper will show us how much we equivalence ourselves to him.
Let's all gather together into the general of Israel, feel that we are all gathered there as one, in mutual annulment, strengthening, in order to be able to cancel those boundaries on the abundance that it can pass through us to the whole world.
Yes, our role is to be a passageway. We don't have our own land. We need not take care of ourselves, only for the whole world, to be as a channel from above downwards and to pass on the requests from below above.
The boundary is done by our ego. That is what creates the boundary, me and them, me and the world. If we are integrated in that, everything is all connected in one man and one heart, then we actually cancel our own boundary, and then we can let the light come into that place. So the boundary from above is annulled and from below.
The moment water is run through a channel for the first time, then only then it understands what it is to be a channel. Till then it's just a piece of metal. And this is what we're trying to do, to understand our essence. I think it feels that after the water begin to run, we will understand how close it was to us all the time, and there was nothing stopping us except for ourselves.
We are the root of all of Israel, which is the most central point of the group, where nobody is in concern of himself. It's the point where the light of bestow can come in. As much as we put efforts in being there, concentrating on it, putting all our desires there, then there won't be a force stopping from above, and also the force that is stopping us will be lifted, and we will be one.
Amen.